cruising. I've been cruising. I've been many times in a tiny car with a few friends along the strip for chicks. I've been a few times on a big boat with a few friends over the ocean for food. Also for fun, but mostly for food. Never very successful at scoring the former, I've racked up big points and several pounds knocking down the latter. But lately, the discouraging economy has mandated a hiatus on my cruising, at least the boat kind. I suppose I could still cruise the strip, but these days I'm a lot older, a little heavier, okay, a lot heavier, and drive a motor scooter. I doubt that balding, portly senior citizens on motor scooters turn heads today, at least not pretty young female heads. I'm okay with that. My pretty, young-at-heart wife still finds me worth a nod now and then. I used to enjoy cruise ship cruising. It's like taking several vacations rolled into one, visiting fascinating places and staying in classy hotels, but without the need to keep packing and unpacking, or taking planes, or taking trains, or renting cars. The food is plentiful, too plentiful, delicious, and better yet, included in the price. The service is first rate, and the people are always friendly. Cruise ships boast a variety of restaurants, cafes, lounges, cabarets, and bars. There's always activities and games, and often gambling. There's definitely no shortage of things to do and stuff to buy. Unfortunately, these days, there's a shortage of money to do it or buy it. But even if the economy were a bit more encouraging, what with all the cruise ship incidents of late, I might still be a little reluctant to go on a cruise. I'm sure Carnival's Splendor brochures talk about late-night partying in one of the ship's hot spots. I doubt that many passengers realized the whole ship could be the hot spot, and the heat could be, literally, from a fire. I doubt that many passengers would consider, as recently happened, being adrift at sea with little lighting, no air conditioning, and no hot food. A party. One of cruising's many pleasures is indulging at the midnight buffet, then returning, sated, to your cabin to be gently rocked up and down, back and forth, like a happy baby in a cradle, to a restful sleep. Not so pleasurable, perhaps, is when your cradle suddenly catapults you across the room, when Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas became Brilliance of the Very High Seas. I suspect that happy babies and passengers were few and far between. I suspect that they discovered that playing a pinball game is much more fun than being in one. 12, 16, 2010.